In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I have so much time. It got here at about 8 seconds ago. I'm reading this thing from John Paul Jackson about the perfect storm. As in the movie The Perfect Storm, I see coming in the United States a combination of more than one element. And when the elements unite, the storm becomes exponentially more dangerous. However, unlike the movie The Storm, it is not just a storm of merging weather patterns. The storm is worse. It involves five different elements, and we've spoken about this: religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events. At times, these five elements will be so intertwined that it will be difficult, if not impossible, to distinguish which events are driving particular manifestations of the storm. Massive problems in these five areas will come often, are in combination, and sometimes repeatedly. Each element has potentially several events that will have national and international ripple effects. Some ripples will be more than others, depending on where you live and how you make your living. Different areas of the United States will experience different severities. Some will experience more economic elements, others more geophysical elements. Some experience all elements. Remember, it is the combination and the rapidity that will make the storm problematic. That would be the combination of politics, economics. Like I was speaking yesterday at a confirmation to a man who met me in Medway many years ago, and he told me he's living in a certain part of New York. And I said, how is the job lot in where he says mostly where I live, it's government jobs. So, you know, we don't have any problem right now because government jobs, you know, are government jobs. And I said, well, that's good for you. That's a wonderful thing. I'm glad to hear that. But you see, there are some areas right now that are experiencing great economic devastation. As a matter of fact, 5 million people have been laid off. 5 million, okay? And since Mr. Obama's 100 days, 1 million, okay? 1 million. Obama's saying that he's getting jobs for 500,000, but what about the 4,500,000 left? So when, I'm going to tell you, when you have economic problems and you have the people that have been, we've been fed on bonbons and the money is not forthcoming, and they can't have what they need, I'm going to tell you, my own prediction would be looting. Oh, yes, we will see looting. We will see looting. We will see looting. Honest, we will see looting. Remember Katrina? And I'm not talking about Aunt Katrina. I'm talking about Hurricane Katrina. We will see looting. All this does not mean that all five men of elements will hit the most devastating levels. For example, on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being worst, one element may strike at 6, while another strikes at 8. In other words, 8 being more than 6. It is in the particular combinations of the elements, the proximity of each element, as well as the intensity of each element, that will make this storm so difficult and seem to last so long. The storm will not be short-lived. It will come in waves, one right after the other. Now, this is where we left off last time. Why is the storm coming? The storm is coming because the church, the body of Christ, is no longer the backbone of the nation. Okay, our church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, has written a document that the church is Lumen Gentium, the light of the nations. And Jesus called us the light of the world. That's what Jesus called us. And you know what? That's what he means the church to be. But you see, when the church steps back, the devil steps in. Okay? Let me give you for an instance, okay? This week, the bishops en masse, this is the bishops, these are our beloved bishops. I won't tell you, I'm a little sarcastic. Our beloved bishops, you know what they've done? They're telling people in all their dioceses, we've got to watch out for the swine flu, we don't have to shake hands. Now, I just want to tell you, the swine flu is a big hype, okay? It's a hype, it's a distraction that Obama is setting up so that we don't see the economy. it's not going to be bad, this swine flu. Oh, yeah, we have to take precautions. Yes, wash your hands, yeah. If the swine flu was so bad, he'd close the borders to Mexico. Even I'd know that, okay? But you see, that's not true. But it's this big hype to get everybody off the economic experience and onto the swine flu. We have thousands of people that die of flu every single year. Not that I want anyone to die. But this swine flu, I'm going to tell you, is a hype. So now the bishops come up with this wonderful statement, okay? Oh, we can't be drinking the precious blood, and oh, with the swine flu. Like, where were they last week when we were at 111 Harvard Street? When they want to kill children? Like, come on. You see, bishops, you are politically correct. You take your orders from, what's his name? Messiah Obama. Kind of sad. I think the bishop should be telling us they are killing children and we need to do something about it. Women are being devastated and we need to do something about it. The elderly are being killed, and we need to do something about it. But the bishops are signing on the swine flu. Now, I think we should, you know, we have in our rectory Purell, so we're washing our hands. We're taking precautions, okay? But yesterday, 2 days ago, I was on my way to Market Basket in Chelsea. And one of my friends said, "You're going to Chelsea?" And I'm looking at him. And I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "Aren't you afraid of the swine flu?" I said, "You got to be kidding. You bought it too? The swine flu? I'm going to Chelsea because they got good buys at the Market Basket. I'm not going to worry about the swine flu." Now, this is an intelligent person. I'm not talking about some nitwit. But you see, got the hype. That's the hype, you know. It's all about the swine flu when we got a swine in the White House. Excuse me for saying that, but I said it and I can't take it back. Anyway, I can't understand that. I don't understand, but the bishops are signing on the swine flu. Oh, yeah, they're telling their people, don't shake hands. Well, the Catholic Church is the coldest church in the whole world anyway. At one time, you know, we had so many people that we don't have to shake hands. Now we have so few people and we still don't have to shake hands. You know what I'm saying? You know what, Father, what's his name? T-O-R. What's his name? In New York. Groeschel. Groeschel says Catholic people are not very friendly. That's true. That's true. Catholic people in churches are not very friendly. So yesterday I went to a lovely confirmation. Well, if I were ever the bishop, I would take the pipe. But that's another story. And I went to a confirmation, you know, and my friend Kathy drove me there. I just made it on time, just like I made today on time. And I'm dressing in the middle of the street. Kind of funny. Now, my friend Kathy drove me, Kathy Tierney, God bless her. She lives the life that I've preached much better than I do myself. It's true. But let me tell you some more. Kathy's in the back seat. They're doing nothing but talking in the back of the church. Nothing but talking, okay? This is a confirmation. The Holy Ghost is coming, okay? I believe it. Holy Ghost is coming, but they were all talking. They could care less that the Holy Ghost is coming. They wouldn't have any idea who the Holy Ghost is. So then it comes the kiss of peace. So Kathy wants to shake the hands, and the woman says, "Oh, I don't shake hands. I'll bow to you because of the swine flu." You know what Kathy said? "I guess you don't know God enough to trust him that it's going to be okay. This is all a big hype." But you see, the bishops are on to the swine flu when they should be on to the abortion flu. But the mangana barola, you know what they say in Italian, not a word, not a word, not a word. They will be judged as I will be judged. Oh, yes, I will be judged because, you know, I kind of enjoy saying this kind of stuff. I kind of enjoy it because it's so sad. It is so sad. But the swine flu is in and the hype is in. Yeah, I think we need to keep our eye on it, okay? But I'm not going to go to the stop going to the market basket because there are Mexican people in the market basket. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm going to, I even think like that? I don't even think like that. I got better things to do. I had to go buy the stuff for first Saturday. I needed to do my fettuccine Alfredo. Listen, and my sausages. I needed to get that done for the people who are going to eat on Saturday night. Can't be thinking about the swine flu. Oh, but there are Mexicans there. And you know what I say to them? Gloria Jesus! Glory to Jesus. That's what I always say to the old Mexicans. God bless them. God bless them. Not worried about swine. I'm going to tell you what I am worried about. Corruption in the church. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about corruption in the church. That's what I am worried about. I'm not worried about the swine flu. But I do wash my hands when I go to the bathroom. I hope you do too. You know? Hope you wash your hands when you go to the bathroom. You know? I was taught that too. You know? Some things you don't have to be taught over again. You know? That's the way it is. But the bishops are into the swine flu. Not into the proclamation of the gospel. Not into conversion of the hearts. But into the swine flu. Well, not into a pro-life, really, in a very real way, you know, because they're opening a new place, probably at 111 Harvard Street in Brookline. Never heard a bishop say anything about that. Yeah, but you see, the ends of the swine flu. God bless them. If anyone did not know the pulse of the body of Christ, it's the bishops. Now, there are some bishops that do. Honest. And if you have a bishop that knows the pulse of the people, you know what you need to do? Go kiss his feet, because he's one of the few. They're all in their ivory towers, the poor bums. You remember what Jesus said yesterday? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When's the last time you saw an American bishop lay down his life for the sheep? Come on. I had First Communion yesterday. And I had 7 beautiful little children, gorgeous little children. Oh, God, they were gorgeous. And I looked into their eyes and I said, do you know why Father Tom became a priest 30 years ago? And they're all looking, eyes open. I said, because the sheep are eaten by who? And they said, the wolf. I said, who's the wolf? He's the devil. I said, that's right. Do you know why Father Tom became a priest 30 years ago? And they're shaking their heads, no. I said, to save people from the wolf. That's why I became a priest. To save people from the devil. That's why I became a priest. If you really want to know, that's why I became a priest. To bring them to Jesus. To the Good Shepherd. That's why I became a priest. Now, that sounds a little archaic, doesn't it? A little archaic, you know, we're talking save people from the devil. Yeah, that's why I became a priest. To save people from sin, Satan, and the world. That's why I became a priest. And he is rampant. Why is the storm coming? The storm is coming because the church, which is the body of Christ, is no longer the backbone of the nation. This is all the churches he's talking about. From our inception, the Christian faith has been the plumb line of decisions made at all levels of life. The Christian founding of this nation is what makes it different from every other nation, other than perhaps Israel. Other nations may become Christian in their focus, but none were initially formed with Christianity as the core of their DNA. You know what? If you see the first Continental Congress in Washington and all these dignitaries on their faces and on their knees, you see they were calling down the power of God, covering their faces, some on their faces, some leaning against chairs. That was our inception. The church, Bishop Hennessy said yesterday, the church was the central part of his life when he was a child. It was true, mine too. Now people don't even know where the church is. We sold the farm for nothing. But anyway, the church is to make known God's manifold wisdom to the world and the powers of the air. That's the old demonic powers. This demonstration to the heavens is not accomplished by speaking to those powers, but through righteous living, by living as the light of the world. How we live opens or closes doors for Satan to legally afflict us and even rule over us via leaders who do not know the ways of God. How we live. That's why we got Obama. I told you. We would get Obama as justice, because that's what we deserved. Read it again. How we live opens or closes doors for Satan to legally afflict us, even rule over us via leaders who do not know the ways of God. Yeah, because we spit in God's face. We have killed 40 million children. Women have been destroyed through abortion. We continually allow things in our Catholic hospitals to take place that should not be taking place, yes. There is referral of abortion in St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Brighton, let me tell you that, because I know of a case. There is a giving of birth control. When the people of God start living righteously, then the devil comes in. Do you understand that? Cardinal O'Connor in New York, God bless him, he's in heaven, I'm sure, when the New York legislator said to him, your hospitals must do this and your schools must do that, he said, that's fine, 2 weeks I'm closing them all. And they backed down because Cardinal O'Connor had what you call a spine. Yeah, he had a spine. Closing them all. We have to do what you people say? Okay. That means that I can't be Catholic in my hospitals and my school? Goodbye! It would have just stopped the whole machine in New York. They quickly changed their minds. But you see, Cardinal O'Connor had a spine. From Adam and Eve through today, the actions of man, it says humankind, I want to say man, have given room for the enemy to strike and attack us. The only legal way the enemy has access to us is when the hand of God lifts from us. How many times have I said, if Obama is elected the president, we know that the hand of God has lifted from us? How many times did I say, 9/11 was a sign that the hand of God has lifted for us and it's time to repent, to get his hand back on us? It's time to repent. The only thing that's going to bring the hand of God back to this United States that was formed with the DNA of Christianity and Judaism, I'm telling you, is a repentant people. How many times have I said that? How many times have I proclaimed that? How many times have I given talks about that? But you know what? We're all so good. You and I, you know, we're really lovely. We're nice people. Oh, God, the only legal way Satan has access to us is when the hand of God lifts from us, resulting in the space between him and us. This space increases as we distance ourselves from him and his ways. You know, Mr. Obama will go to a prayer breakfast but will not be there if they're praying. Isn't that nice? That's right! That's your president that you elected. He's my president, but I didn't elect him. Do you also know that Mr. Obama, I have it on tape, said to a commentator, he says, my Muslim faith, is what he said. And the commentator said, you mean your Christian faith? He said, yes, my Christian faith. Freudian slip. Freudian slip. He's in bed with all these Muslims. Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, yeah. Get your eyes off the economy, kids. Let's look at the swine flu. And let's get the bishops involved, too. My Lord, my Lord. Let's get your eyes off of FOCA. Let's get it on the swine flu. See, I don't understand why people don't have any kind of discernment about this kind of stuff. It's smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. Yeah, and I will continue to go to Market Basket with all those beautiful Mexican people. I will continue, because I'm not afraid of the swine flu. You might be, but I am not afraid of the swine flu. And if I get it, you know what? The strain is not very strong. So, and I'm going to have pork for supper tonight. And I know swine flu doesn't come from pork, but that's another issue. Anytime there is an increased distance between God and humanity, it leaves room for attack to come for the principalities and powers of the air, the rulers of darkness, to take up residence. The longer dark powers reside over an area, the more the people begin to call wrong right and right wrong. My truth. I want to remember the time that the bishops did finally come out for the gay agenda against it. While the horse was out of the barn, if you remember, we were all at the Boston Common. And I closed my eyes and I saw the demonic spirit that's over Boston. My God. It was like this freaky looking animal hovering over us. It was pride. It was arrogance. I'm talking Boston now. It was wanting self-respect from people and the respect of people and not of God. It was the fairy spirit, you know. You know what the fairy spirit is. We don't have any backbone to say things that really count because people might not like us. Fairy spirit. Kind of sad. It was an ugly creature hovering over Boston. I saw it with my eyes. My God. The longer dark powers reside over an area, the more people begin to call wrong right and right wrong. Shall I take the hospital issue that Boston wanted to team up with Centene, and we'd have to have our referrals given to Centene for abortions? They still haven't come to a decision about that, you know that. But one of the bishops said to me, you know, Father Tom, if you didn't put that on the radio, that would have passed. That would have gone right through. So right now, everything's quiet, but you know what? I won't be quiet. Because you see, you can't call right wrong and wrong right. Brian Hare cannot call right wrong and wrong right. He cannot. I won't let him. I won't let him. I won't let him. But you see, anytime there is an increased distance between God and men, it leaves room for the attack to come for the principalities and powers of the air. The longer the dark powers reside over an area, the more the people begin to call right wrong and wrong right. Therefore, we have the symbol of the hand clenched with the stethoscope, power for the people, the communist symbol, because we want to help the people in Dorchester. We want to help the people in East Boston at the cost of joining the Centene Insurance Company. They give us money, but we refer our abortions to them. Here in the United States, leaders arise from the people. In other words, as the people believe and think, so do the leaders who rise from their ranks. Eventually, lines between right and wrong, as well as holy and profane, become blurred. That's right! The way of God through Jesus and the cross is no longer seen as an absolute. That's right! We'll sing it! Lift high the cross! But we won't listen to Ignatius of Loyola saying that the proud and arrogant demonic is on Mount Babylon, okay, spreading his errors, while the unaween, the poor and the lowly are under the meek Lamb of God who dies on a cross. Yeah, we won't listen to St. Ignatius. Eventually, the lines between right and wrong, as well as holy and profane, become blurred. The way to God through Jesus and the cross is no longer seen as absolute. That's right! Karana! We have Christians that are, what do you call them? I just got the word, but it left me. You know, anonymous Christians. Yes, Karana, to the holding on anonymous Christians. What's an anonymous Christian? It's the same thing as a woman who's not pregnant. It's an anonymous pregnancy. There's no such thing. You either are or you're not. You know what I'm saying? You can't be pregnant anonymously, honest to Pete. There's no such thing as an anonymous pregnancy, and there's no such thing as an anonymous Christian. A Christian, by very nature, has the divine life flowing through his veins, or her veins. Therefore, must live the life that Jesus calls us to live, and it is to give our lives as a living sacrifice of praise, you know. So the Christian cannot be anonymous. A closet Christian. No. You either are or you're not. It's like being pregnant. You either are or you're not. There's no such thing as an anonymous Christian, honest to Pete. But you know what? We can make those distinctions and messy up the waters. Anyway, we'll continue with this tomorrow. It is kind of sad and also kind of amusing in one sense because it's so sick. It really describes what has happened in the churches today. And I'm talking about evangelical churches too. What do they do for the most part? Like, what do they do? I'm talking about these big ministries with the big diamond rings and the beautiful flowing clothes. They're their own bishops. Not want to get involved with the rulers of darkness. Oh, they'll talk about them, but they'll not get involved, you know. You know why? Because if you get involved, they might think you're nuts. And you know what? Just call me nuts, because I'm nuts.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.